Now, Gardaí have issued a warning about the danger of accommodation scams, particularly at this time of year when there's an annual spike in incidents as students return to college, like when the transaction appears normal until the renter finds that the property doesn't exist, is already occupied, or the keys don't work and the landlord has disappeared. Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan is with us. Michael, good morning. Thanks for talking to us today. Can you tell us about some of the recent cases of rental fraud that you've come across?
Yeah, good morning, and thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. So far this year, the trends are going the right way. They're down about 11% for the first 6 months of the year, but this is the high-risk time of the year. And our appeal this morning is more aimed at students and their parents, students who are coming back to college who may have given up their accommodation, and new students. So there are many different types of accommodation fraud. Generally speaking, we have a number of cases where people are moving to Ireland from abroad. They viewed apartments online. They paid their deposits, and when they arrive, it's not for rent. They've given the money over to a fraudster. Basically, you also have Irish people who are travelling abroad for short-term holidays. They've seen ads on social media. They've paid the money, transferred it, and when they arrive again, the accommodation is not there or is not available. So you have different types of ones. But this appeal is more towards students and students coming, as I said, coming back. Our students moving to the big cities, the big urban areas.
Because there's an annual spike around this time of year. Are students looking for him particularly at risk?
Students are, yes. The criminals know that there are students. They know there is accommodation problems in the big cities. A lot of students give up their accommodation for the summer and then they're coming back. And of course, then you have the Leaving Cert students are getting their results in the next 2 weeks, and they'll be getting placements as well, and they have to look for accommodation. But our appeal is to parents generally and to students themselves, and just to be aware of the red flags that's there. There's red flags on all of these scams.
Like what?
Well, the big one really is if it sounds too good to be true, if it's too cheap, basically. And the fraudster will try and entice people in by offering accommodation cheaply. But unfortunately, we all know there is no such thing as cheap accommodation, really, in the big urban areas. So you need to do your research on the property and on the area. And also, they say things like within walking distance of such and such a university. But what's walking distance? Is it a mile or is it 3-4 miles? So you need to do your research. You need to be very, very wary if it's only advertised through social media as well, if it came as a pop-up on an ad on some social media site or through a messaging service. You need to be very, very careful. And also then where there's an urgency to it, where it looks as if, well, you're the only one getting this offer. You have to ask yourself, well, why am I being offered this? Why am I getting it? Why do I have to do it today? Why do I have to pay cash? Or why do I have to pay in vouchers or cryptocurrency or transfer the money to a bank account which is outside the jurisdiction? These are all red flags to a degree.
Are fraudsters being caught, or are they getting away with it?
There's different types of ones. You have mainly two types. You have the organized crime gangs, who are very sophisticated. They have cloned websites, they have fake websites, they have money mule accounts in both Ireland and abroad. They're difficult to catch. Sometimes they're based outside of Ireland. And then you have the more individual one who just wants the cash. He will take deposits from more than one person, will offer rooms, sublet rooms they're not entitled to. Those type of offenders are, by the very nature, are easier to catch, yes.
Michael, thanks for speaking with us. Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan.